magnify, praise you, O Lord.
Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, God. Come on, God. Bring it back, Lord. Yes, God. Jesus. Jesus. How I love you. How I've learned to, God, take you at your word. I thank you this morning, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning, Son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you now, God, for worship and praise and prayers, God. Hallelujahs and glory to you, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, because you are God, and besides you, God, there is no other. We thank you this morning, Lord, for being on our side and for allowing us to be on your side, God. We pray this morning, Father, for the earth in its fullness, God, for every person, every situation, everything that's going forward, God. We pray now in the mighty, immaculate, and wonderful name of Jesus the Christ, the one who has kept us, the one who has never left us, God. We thank you. And we say glory, God, to you most high. Glory to you most high. Glory to you most high. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day that you've made, and we rejoice, God, and we're glad in it. Bless the people everywhere, God. Touch lives and clean hearts, God. Strengthen our bodies. Clear our minds, God, because you are the ultimate healer of all things, of every situation and circumstance, of everything of sickness that tries to overtake our bodies. We call on you, Dr. Jesus, for everything that's trying to get into our minds, Dr. Jesus. Everything that needs to come out, oh God, so that you can come in, Dr. Jesus. Turn us around. Keep us, oh Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. To God be the glory this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need God this morning. I don't know about you, but I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever. So hear my humble cry. Come on, somebody, sing it with me wherever you are. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Come on, touch your body right now for healing. Every hour, I need thee. Come on, lift your hands in his presence. Oh, bless me. Bless me right now, my Savior. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, I come to, hallelujah, to thee. All glory to God in the Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, he, God. God has done this thing. This morning, God is saying this right here. Hallelujah. He's reminding us of some things. And I have a question for us this morning. What's working for you? What's working for you? What's working for you this morning? What's working for you? The things that you've been doing, what's working for you? You know, we talked about being effective. This year being a year of being effective, making sure it's working, making sure it's making a difference, making sure there's an imprint. Something is standing out. What's working for you? And only you can answer that question. You're going to have to look on the inside, look on the outside. You're going to have to make some lists and check them twice. You're going to have to look at some pros and some cons. What's working for you? You're going to have to look at every aspect of your life. What's working for you? What's working for you on your job? What's working for you in relationships, in your household? What's working for you in your relationship, first of all, with God? Him who is able to keep you from falling. What's working for you? What's working for you? When you look at what's working for you, you're going to think about what's not working for you either. When you start making that list, you see, you're going to look at some things and say, hey, why am I doing this? What is my purpose in it? Hey, focus on your purpose. What's working for you? What are you doing right now that's working for you? What are you doing right now that's causing an impact even in your life? You see, you've got to connect with him first, and then you've got to be able to see what's working for you. In order for it to be effective for someone else. Wow. Let's look at a scripture this morning. Let's go ahead and get our scriptures. Look at it, 2 Peter. Thank you, Lord. The first chapter. I'm going to read the first through the fourth verses in your hearing. Go ahead and get your Bibles. Go ahead and make sure you've got it. And listen, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. 2 Peter 1:1-4 says this right here. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. What's working for you? Through these, what? These very things, grace and peace be yours. His divine power, God's, has given us everything we need for a godly life through what? Our knowledge of him. who called us by his own glory and goodness. So his own glory and goodness, through these, he has given us his very great and precious what? Promises. So that through them, his precious, great promises, through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. What's working for you this morning? What's working for you this morning? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on back to me, Elder. What's working for you this morning? Through these things, his God's great and precious promises, our covenant with him. God doesn't break his covenant. God doesn't break his promises. God doesn't break the things that he says. His word stands true. His word stands inerrant. His word stands proven true today. And nothing that you say can prove it untrue. Grace and peace is yours in abundance. What's working for you? You see, when you declare and decree, when you hold on to God, you become who he needs you to be. You allow him to mold you and to make you. Grace and peace is yours in abundance through the knowledge, it says, of God and Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge, that means learning him. Learning of him, learning through him, learning from him. Study to show thyself approved. You got to study him. When you study the word of God, you study who God is. You learn more about who he is, how he operates. You never know exactly what he's going to do or not going to do, but you become familiar with the God that we serve. Through his divine power, he has given us everything we need for a godly life. What's working for you? You see, if you don't have the tools to do what you know you need to do, or even have an inkling of, God has already given us the divine power and everything we need for a godly life. It's too hard to live saved. I don't know. I can't give up my friends. I can't come out of the world. I like the partying. I like doing it this way. Listen, it says he has given us everything we need for godly life through our knowledge of him. Then you need to learn more about him. What's working for you? You don't have the things you need, then you need to figure out how to get to what you need to live that godly life. Through these, that fourth verse says, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through God's great and precious promises, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. My God. Wow. Wow. What's working for you this morning? When we talk about what's working for us, how is it being effective? And what is the effect? Let's look at those two words for a moment, because they so closely interchange with each other, affect or affect and effect. And I'm enunciating on the A so that we hear the difference in the two terms. Affect and effect. Affectiveness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Affective, affect, or affect. To me, effective is relating to, arising from, or influencing feelings or emotions. Stay right there for a moment. When something is effective, affective, it is relating to, arising from, or influencing feelings or emotions. Thus, affective means, thank you, Lord, scroll up, Elder. Affect means, thank you, Lord, to produce an effect. Huh? Affect means to produce an effect upon someone or something, to act on and cause a change in someone or something. Thus, an affect or affect produces an effect. I know we get those all turned around, but an affect produces an effect. It means that you cause something to change. Go ahead and look at effect. Because an effect causes an effect. So thus you have effect, effective, effectiveness. Effect is a distinctive impression. Something made on, remember, effect produces the effect, which is a distinctive impression. The creation of a desired impression. What is working for you? What is the desired impression? What is the effect you want to produce? Thus, effective or effectiveness is producing a decided, decisive, or desired effect. Wow. So what's working for you? What are you producing? What are you using to produce that effect that you need? What are you using? What is your effect on the effect? How are you creating an effect that makes something happen? How do you get to that desired thing that you want? You see, when you can produce that effect, that means that you have produced a decided, you already thought about it, a decisive, there's been a decision made, or desired effect. You've tried to make that distinct impression. What's working for you? How are you causing it to come about? The effect is relating to or arising from influencing feelings or emotions. So is it coming from in here? What's working for you? Is all of your emotion without study, without knowing God, without really understanding God, is all of your emotion wrapped up in just making a move? Or is there an effect you're looking for? Are you looking for a produced or desired effect? Are you looking for a specific place to be? Are you looking for a specific place to end up? Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter, that first chapter again. Let's go ahead and get the 5th through 11th verses. And it says, for this very reason, we've already talked about this very reason, for the reason of, thank you, Lord, God giving us his great and precious promises. For this reason, he says, we can escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. And then it says, for this very reason, to escape those evil desires, make every effort to add your faith good to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, to escape that evil desire, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities, all of those just named, in increasing measure, here comes that effect. Oh, wow. They will keep you from being what? Ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them, it says, is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome to the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything in your emotions that you're producing right now as an effect, your effectiveness needs to be pointed to a place where you come to this outcome. You will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What's working for you? What's working for you? Are you doing what you need to do to get this expected outcome? Wow. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, not plans to harm you. My goodness, if God had plans to harm, would he give you? He's laid it straight out here. He's given us what we need to do. Grace and peace can be ours in abundance through the knowledge of God. So what's working for you? If not studying is not increasing your knowledge of God, then what's working for you? If not being attentive to what God is saying, then what is working for you? If not, hey, sacrificing and giving up to Him some of the time of each of your day, what's working for you? When we ask what's working for you, I want to know if you're being effective and you're getting the desired effect and you are no longer ineffective, then we need to know what's working for you. Can you tell somebody else what's working for you? Well, this is working for me. You see, you can tell them every day I get up, I open my eyes, I give God glory, I spend some time in His presence. Take a few minutes every day to get in His word. Make sure I focus on being right and being righteous. Make sure that if I feel myself slipping, I grab a hold to God's unchanging hand because I need Thee like the ocean needs. I need Thee every hour. Listen, what's working for you? Through these, He has given us, I've got to go back to that fourth verse, His very great and precious promises, so that through them, His great and precious promises, listen, you don't have to do this on your own, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. We keep looking at the world. We keep saying the world is corrupt. We keep saying bad things are happening. We keep saying and seeing people going down, people who we held in high esteem, and then they tell their life story. And we look at it and we say, hey, I didn't know all that was taking place. Listen, we keep talking about and we keep seeing corruptness and wars. And we keep understanding that the word said there will be wars and rumors of wars. We keep looking at the corrupt nature of a man who would dare in the name of the, oh my God, the great liar of this world, who would put his hands on his own child in an ungodly manner. We keep looking at what is corrupt and what is evil. And we keep trying to understand. But understand this, that we can escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. We don't have to deal with it. We don't have to go through it. We don't, oh my God, because God promised us great and precious promises. His divine power gave us everything we need for a godly life. We keep wondering why we can't put down that bottle. We can't stop shooting that needle. Come on, somebody needs to hear this. Our child is strung out this way. Our husband is going that way. But God said His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. If you don't have a knowledge of Him, you can't be effective, and there is no effect that you can cause, even out of your emotions, to turn things around. You see, it says, through our knowledge of God, who called us by His own glory and goodness, not our own, nothing glorious or good about us, but from His own glory and goodness, He called us, but through our knowledge of Him. How are you going to know Him? How are you going to know anything about Him? Let me introduce you to a man named Jesus. Oh my God, let me introduce you to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. One, three in one, three in one. Let me introduce you to my Father who looks down over me. Listen, you don't have a knowledge of Him. Let me give you a knowledge. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, the Word, oh, was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. Listen, in the beginning, God created man in His image. Let me give you some knowledge of Him who is able to keep you from falling. In the beginning, God, listen, in the beginning, and every day we can say in the beginning, because every day is a day of new mercies. beginning, God called Noah to build an ark, to start all over again. In the beginning, you see, he produced a man, and he took a rib from his side and produced the woman. In the beginning, God did these things. How can you know him? How can you have that knowledge that's going to cause you to live a godly life unless you know him? Oh, my God. What are you working with? What are you working with? What's working for you? Listen, you are messed up. You depressed. You don't know how to come out of it. You so worried about this job. And what's working for you? Is worryation working for you? Is anxiety working for you? Let me tell you, what will work for you? It's that knowledge of God. It's that relationship with him, that real relationship. Lord, glory to God. Peace on earth. Through these things, he has given us his promises for this very reason. It says, make every effort. Listen, so that you can rise above the things of this world, the corruption and the evil desires. You won't want what the world wants. You won't seek what the world is seeking. You will seek God for this very reason, so that you can live and see him in the eternity. Make every effort. It says to add to your faith goodness. But do you have some faith? See, that means you gotta have some faith. And listen, with that knowledge of God comes faith. With that knowledge of God, you understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. With that knowledge of God, you know that without faith, it is impossible to please him. With that knowledge of who God is, you understand that he created you, even in your mother's womb. With that knowledge of God, you understand that it was him that kept you when you were out there in the world. You didn't want to come in. With that knowledge of God, you understand that you have breath in your body even right now because he blew that breath in. With the knowledge of God, you understand that he took down thousands with armies of just hundreds. With that knowledge of God, you understand that even the king understood that there was one that looked like the son, oh God, of God, when he threw those Hebrew boys into that fiery furnace. With the knowledge of God, you understand why they came out unscathed. Nothing was singed on them. The fire was turned up seven times hot, so much so that those that pushed them in were burned and dead. Oh my God, with the knowledge of God, you understand how David was able to interpret the dreams. Oh my God, with the knowledge of God, you understand that Joseph made it even out of a pit thrown in, oh God, to, oh God, rise up to the king's palace. With the knowledge of God, you understand that Jesus the Christ came and walked this earth. With the knowledge of God, that's what's going to keep you. That's what's going to work for you. So I ask you again, what's working for you? I tell you what will work for you. What will work for you is understanding that Jesus is the Christ, that he was raised by God from the grave. First of all, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. Do you understand that in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our own image? In the beginning, what's working for you? If it's not changing what your circumstances are, if your affect and your effect aren't lining up, listen, that's not working for you. But what's working for you needs to change if it doesn't have you on that track to receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the knowledge of the fact that he came down in, oh my God, the form of a man. He walked this earth, dealt with everything you dealing with, dealt with, going to deal with, and more. Multiplied times 5,000. Listen, he walked this earth. He feels what we feel. He knows what we know. Listen, what's working for you? What do you need to work for you? that knowledge of God, that knowledge of God, that knowledge of God. You see, when you receive a knowledge of God, wisdom, she begins to increase even in your spirit. You see, oh my God, the word of God even declares and tells us that only a foolish man despises wisdom, because he doesn't want to know better. He doesn't want to do better. He wants to stay on the track he's on, even though it's not working for him. He would rather stay on the train track where the car is broke down. He on a car not working, but does he have the wisdom to get out of the car before the train can hit? Lord God, what's working for you? The knowledge of him who gave his life on a cross to save you and to save me. Therefore, that 10th and 11th verse, one more time. My brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. What's working for your calling and your election? For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Listen, that's the knowledge, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What's working for you? Listen, I need you to examine that this morning. God needs you to examine that this morning. And he needs you to understand that he's still waiting. He's going to be right there. He's right there with you. What's working for you? I want you to go back and study those scriptures and focus on what you need God to do in your life, for him to show you what's the effect that you need to have for an effect. What is it? Get your emotions together. Oh my God. Take it to him. Hallelujah. Listen,